So once again, we're Siman Tzadi Dalad. Sif Hey, page 254. So last time we were together, we in Dalad, we saw that if somebody's traveling, they're on a horse or a wagon or something like that. So Chazal did not obligate that person, even if there's someone to hold the horse or the donkey. They didn't obligate a person to stop. They could daven while traveling. So too with in a boat or a wagon. But on a boat or wagon, if you could stand for the parts that we have to bow, so then you should do that. So again, in the Machaber brought down an opinion that you should stand for avos, and the Machaber says it's best to do that. So that's what we covered last time. So in a hay, take this idea a little further. Haya Yoshe Besvina, someone was sitting on a boat. Oba Golo on a wagon. Im Yocholamo Bemakom HaKricho. So again, if a person could stand, you're on a boat, you could stand when we get to the points where you're supposed to bow. Oh, mate. So you should. Kedeshe Kore Me'umat, so that you could bow standing. And also you should stand when you have to take 3 steps back. The Ramah says, Vafo Pishi Yoshe B'chol Tvila, even though you're sitting for most of, for all the davening, but still, if you could stand up for these parts, in other words, the bowings, and also for the stepping backs, so back, I should say, there aren't more than one, so then you should do so. So that you could do the bowings and the stepping back as prescribed according to halacha. And the Mishnah says the same thing applies when a person's walking, like we discussed last time. A person's traveling and they're walking. So again, if you could stop for the bowings and bow, and also for the 3 steps back, you should do that too. And the Ramah continues. Vimi Asher Lo Kigon. If you can't do this, for example, Shirochev Al Behema, like you're on an animal, or the Orach HaShulchan makes this a little clearer. Like we said last time, let's say you can't because he distinguishes between a wagon or a boat going quickly or slowly. If the thing is traveling quickly, for you to stand up, it's going to be difficult. You're going to throw him back, whatever. But if it's going slow, especially if it's a boat, so you have plenty, you could stand and there's no problem, and so you could bow. But let's say you can't. Let's say you're on an animal. So again, as we saw in Dalit, Chazal did not obligate a person to get off the animal. So now he just said, just take 3 steps backwards. How are you going to do that on an animal? Right? So Ramah answers that question. So Ramah says, "Vimi Asher Lo Kigon Shrochev Al Behema Yaksar Behema Shlosh Pesiyos LaChorav." So I have the animal step back 3. You advance in reverse, as I say. And it's considered as if you did it, and that's what you could do. Now,
what does Rabbi Moshe Feinstein say in terms of an airplane under these same circumstances?
Well, again, there was a whole big thing by Gedolim recently about people making minyanim on a plane, which I never liked. So Baruch Hashem, like a year ago, all these Gedolim came out against it. So it depends. No, it's the same application. In other words, it's not remote financing. It depends. I mean, that's not against remote. But again, it depends on whether you could stand or not. Like,
obviously, if you're sitting in a chair, there's no room to move back.
Right. So you'd have the same issue. So you, if you can't, you can't. You know, if you. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you can't, if you're at, you can't move the animal back to you because, you know, whatever, you know, like on a stagecoach, right? You know, hey, you know, they're not going to do that. So then you can't do it.
But you still should daven, though.
Oh, for sure you should daven.
Okay, so why doesn't that hold with a car or a plane?
Because, yeah. So that's what we did now. Because, well, in a car, well, it depends. You're driving the car.
Yeah.
So the Chazal are scared that if you get out of the car, obviously if you could get out of the car and then daven properly, it's fine. But we saw in Dalit there's a concept. The Chazal said they didn't make you do that because you're not going to be able to concentrate if you interrupt your trip, the Ichor Aderach. You're right. If you can get off.
I've always heard that you can't daven in a car. If it's
right, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because, see, these are all talking about extenuating circumstances, right? Like, you know, the guy who's running the stagecoach is not going to, the guy who's flying the plane, the guy who, you know, whatever the case may be, is not going to stop whatever it is for you. But here we saw, in Dalit, rather, yeah, last week we saw, that even if you have somebody to hold a horse for you, still, Chazal didn't obligate. If you can, again, we saw in the Mechaber, it depends on the place, it depends on the situation and everything, but really, you're not obligated to get off the animal because they didn't want to delay you. Even if it's no, there's no sakana, right? That's what we saw last week. Because they didn't want to delay you, because if you're delayed on your trip, when you're traveling, so you won't be able to concentrate. You're thinking, oh, God, whoa. You know?
This doesn't hold in a car, though.
Well, in a car, you have another problem. But again, you have this here also, and that is you have to be careful driving. Right? A bunch of posts going to talk about that, how careful a person has to be in. I don't want to mention who. I don't want to mention who, but there was a rabbi, not from here, a rabbi who I know, told me an interesting story. He said he lives in Israel, and he got a speeding ticket for speeding in Israel.
Trying to get somewhere for
I don't know whatever he was doing. And I think they were going to suspend his license because of it. So he was going to go to the stipler. He went to the stipler to get a bracha that they shouldn't suspend his license. So he was standing online, right? And those online, standing, not online. But anyway, so, and he was talking to somebody. So the guy said, you know, why are you here? So he said, because I came to the stipler. This rabbi told me this story himself. I came to the stipler to ask for a bracha. He said, what do you need a bracha for? So because I got a ticket, and they might suspend the license. I said, what do you get the ticket for? He said, speeding. He said, were you speeding? He said, yeah. So he said, don't take my word for it. Don't go for a bracha. He said, so this rabbi said he didn't listen to the guy. He went to the stipler and asked for bracha, and he said, the stipler said, why? He said, because I got a ticket. Why you get a ticket? They might suspend the license. Why you get the ticket? I was speeding. He said, were you speeding? So the rabbi said, yeah. So he said, the stipler let him have it. He said, you know, you deserve to get your suspended, and it's dangerous, and you're not allowed to drive that way. And he, like, yelled at him. He let him have it. He said, the stipler really let him have it. So I asked him, so what happened? He said, my license was suspended. I mean, he got it back. It was suspended for whatever amount of time. But, you know, like, we have to be
so
careful
it's a
driving.
Level of concentration,
but, like,
in a
yeah.
car as opposed to a driver.
Well, yeah, but
car,
but if you have to, you like I mentioned last week, somebody called me. They were stuck on the freeway. You know, you're not going too fast, right? Not even the five. So then you can dive in. You don't have to get out of the car. You know, you could probably could, but you know, you don't. You dive in there. So what do you say? So bow, and you know, I don't know how you're gonna take the 3 steps. So you can't. But you know, you shouldn't miss davening. Okay. Okay. So let's do vav very quickly, even though we're running out of time here. Very interesting idea. Chola mispal afil shochev al tzidah. If somebody's ill, they could daven even if they're in bed, but they have to be lying on their side, not facing up or down. But lying on their side, they could daven. V'hushi yachol achaven dato. As long as he could concentrate. We're going to get into this a little more tomorrow, but another. And the Rama says, v'im yafshar lo, if he can't concentrate. V'im yafshar lo lispalo, v'komachom yaharer b'livo. You should think about it. You should think about davening. If you can't daven, you can't concentrate. I don't know, whatever it is, whatever the illness may be. So you can't concentrate, you can't mouth the words. So think about that. Think about Atachon and Lan, right? Think Shmon Esrei. Shnebar Imru B'Lochem Al Meshkavchem, right? You're all familiar with the Pasuk, we say in Shema. The Pasuk says you say in your hearts on your bed. So we're going to get into this a little more tomorrow. Very interesting Aruch HaShulchan on this. Again, we're going to get into this a little more. First of all, should somebody who's sick daven, lying in bed? Should they do that? So we're going to talk about that in a little more. And also, we're going to revisit this idea about thinking something. If you recall, we discussed this a little while ago in Siman Samach Beis, about if it's in an unclean place. So think a bracha, think Shema. So we're going to discuss that a little more. We're going to see the Sorach HaShulchan, this pasuk. Get a little more into this, see an interesting marsham. Continue this bleeding out tomorrow.